So let's review. Our Mishnah is a continuation of the first Mishnah of the Masechta. Hamevi get mimedin sayam tzarich sheyeme b'fani nechtav u'b'fani nechtam. A person who delivers a get from outside Eretz Yisrael must testify that it was present during both the kesiva, the writing of the get, and the chasima, when the witnesses signed the get. Zak the Mishnah, Hamevi get mimedin sayam v'omar b'fani nechtav avaloi b'fani nechtam. If the shlich testified that he saw only the kesiva, but he did not see the chasima or vice versa, b'fani nechtam avaloi b'fani nechtav, he saw only the chasima but not the kesiva, or b'fani nechtav kulai u'b'fani nechtam chetziyai. He did testify to both and saw the entire kesiva, but he saw only half the chasima, one witness signing the get, or vice versa. B'fani nechtav chetziyai u'b'fani nechtam kulai pasal. He saw only half the kesiva, the second part, but not the first part that includes the names and the date, but he did see the entire chasima when both witnesses signed. In all these cases, the get is disqualified because the chacham initiated that the shlech must testify to the entire kesiva and entire chasima of the get. Regarding the Mishnah's third case of b'fanei nechtav kulay u'b'fanei nechtav chetzi pasal, Rav Chisda says v'afil shnayim me'idim al chasimas yad sheni pasal. Even if two others testify to the authenticity of the second chasima, the get is still pasal, because chasima is a get can only be validated in one of two ways. Oy kula b'kiyim a get, oy kula b'tarkanes chacham. Either through the general kiyim shtaris in which two edim testify to the authenticity of both chasimas, or through the specific takana of a get in which one shlech testifies, b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, that he saw both witnesses sign. However, if the edim testify to only one chasima, while the shlech testifies to only the other chasima, they cannot combine to validate the get. Rava disagrees with Rav Chisda and holds that in this case the get is kosher, because mi ikamidi de'ilu amar chad kosher hashdik etrei pasal. If the shlich alone would testify that he only recognizes the second chasima, but did not actually see the witness sign, the get would be kosher. Certainly the chacham did not initiate that if two edim testify to the second chasima, the get is pasal. However, Rava does agree that afilu hu v'achar me'id na chasimis yad sheni, pasal. If the shliach and only one aid testify to the second chasima, the get is pasal, because asu lechlufa b'kiyim shtaris d'alma. Although for the get, this would be kasher midiraisa, it is pasal midirabanan, because this might be erroneously applied to a similar situation of mamon, in which such aid is pasal midiraisa. As Rashi explains, in a similar case of shnai machasumen al ashtar b'meis echad, if two edim signed on the shtar, and one died before kiyum shtaris, the halacha is, tzrichim shnayim min hashuk leheir olav, two new edim are required to testify about the deceased chasima, and the other eid cannot be one of them, because the pasuk states, al pi shnayim edim yakum davar, from which we derive, chatzi davar al piv shel zeh, v'chatzi davar al piv shel zeh. The action taken must be based equally, half and half, on the testimony of each witness. In this case, the eid hachasim, who can validate his own signature by himself and does not need the eid min hashuk, is supporting half the claim, while the other eidim are supporting the other half. However, we cannot accept only one additional eid along with the remaining eid hachasim, because if we do that, kanofik nachi riva de b'mayna apumid chatzahada, the majority or 3/4 of the claim is being supported by one eid, the eid hachasim, because the eid hachasim, by validating his signature by himself, is already supporting half the claim. Now, when he joins with the Eid Min Hashuk to validate the signature of the Eid HaMes, they are together supporting the other half of the claim, each 1/4, which results in the majority of the claim being supported by one Eid, which is Pasal Midaraisa, based on the above-mentioned Pasuk. Rashi points out that regarding a get, Hu va'achar mi'id na'chasim misyad sheni, it would be Kasher Midaraisa, because the second Eid is irrelevant, since, as explained earlier, the shlech can authenticate the second signature of the Eid HaMes by himself, based on the Takan Sechachama b'fanei nechtav, since himnu Rabbanan kitrei. However, it's pasal midirabbanan because of a gezeira of the previous case of kiyum shtaris, where it's pasal midiraisa. Rav Ashi disagrees with both Rav Chisda and Rav, and holds that in this case the get is kosher, because mi ikamidi, the ilu masik le'ihu l'kuli dibur kosher, hashtadik echad ba'dei pasal. If the shlich alone would testify to the second chasima, the get would be kosher. Certainly the chacham did not initiate that if the shliach is joined by another aid, the get is pasal. However, Ravashi does agree that afilo imra nihu eid sheni pasul. If the shliach testifies that he is actually the second witness signed on the get, it is possible because oikula bekim aget, oikula bitakanes chacham. The Gemara now proceeds with several other halachas that are similar in that there is a question whether they can be combined. On Shabbos, a person is permitted to carry in the Rishos HaYachid a private domain, which is created by a mechitza, a partition of 10 tfachim, in one of two ways. Either a mechitza of 10 tfachim surrounds the Rishos HaYachid and separates it from other areas, or through gidud. The Rishos HaYachid is elevated 10 tfachim and is thereby separated from the lower areas. Rav Chisda says, Gidud chamisha u'mechitza chamisha, ein mitzdarfen. If there's a 5 tefach elevation and a 5 tefach wall on top of it, it's not considered a mechitza for the upper rishus hayachid, because achi hei eikula b'mechitza, eikula b'gidud. A mechitza is only if it was entirely through a wall of 10 tefachim or a gidud of 10 tefachim, but they're not mitzdarf to form a mechitza. Darish mereimer, gidud chamisha u'mechitza chamisha, mitzdarfen. Mereimer disagrees with Rav Chisda and holds that the elevation and wall are mitzdarf to be considered a 10 tefach wall. The hilchas a mitzdarf and the halacha follows Mereimer that it's a valid mechitza. Bayi ilfa, yidayim tahiris lechatzoin or ein tahiris lechatzoin? Can a person purify his tummy hands in parts or not? As the Gemara explains, there is no question when the kamashi palga palga the yode, he first washed one half of his hand, and afterward he washed the second half. And when he washed the second half, the first half was already dry, that ain't taharis lechatzoin. The first half that was already dry cannot be mitzdarf with the second half, and his hand does not become tar. And there is also no question if the first half was only tefeach, slightly wet, but not to the degree of lahatfiach, that it could moisten something else, that ain't taharis lechatzoin, because mashke tefeach ain't the chibur lo'ilu tumah lo'ilu tar. Regarding purification, mashke tefeach is not enough liquid to combine with the other liquid. The question is only if the ikur tefeach latfiach, when he washed the second half, the first half was still so wet that it could moisten something else, which is considered a chibur regarding a mikvah. Do we say yodav tahiris, because this is not considered lechatzoin since there is a chibur, or we say yodav ein tahiris, because this is considered lechatzoin since each half hand was washed separately.